knas. According to Chacham Avadia, the knas is
that you didn't enjoy Shabbat. So if there was light in the house, even though you didn't light it, it's enough. But according to the other posek, he seems to be understanding the knas is that you forgot to light. So therefore, even though there was light in the house, still there's a knas. But since it's anyway a, it's only a knas, it's din rabbanan. It's not etzem din. It's only a punishment. It seems it would be nirela akel bazeh that if there was light, which is nowadays there normally is light, it will be mutar. And then we learned in Siv Bet about the importance of having a ner daluk for Shabbat, and even if he hasn't got money, then shorar petahim, he has to go and ask for money to light a candle. And then we learned that ladies have the more obligated in the commandment of the dekat nerot more than men, either because they're at home or because she kiptan nerot shel adam shel olam. Okay, so let's go over Siv Dalet again. Some points to add in Siv Dalet. We just learned it very quickly last week. Siv Dalet, Siman Reish Tamagim on Siv Dalet. לא יקדים למהל להדליקו בעוד יום גדול, שאז אינו ניכר שמדליקו לכבוד שבת, וגם לא יאחר. A person shouldn't light the candles too early, because then it's not ניכר לכבוד שבת. If you're doing it too early, even though it's after Plag HaMincha, but it's too early, and therefore you can't see the לכבוד שבת, and therefore it's not כבוד שבת. וגם לא יאחר, you also shouldn't do it too late. ואם רוצה להדליק נר בעוד יום גדול, ולקבל עליו שבת מיד, רשאי. However, if you're going to be מקבל שבת while you light, it's okay, כי כיוון שמקבל עליו שבת מיד אין זו הקדמה, since when you're lighting you're also being מקבל שבת, that's not called הקדמה. הקדמה is when you light and you're only being מקבל שבת an hour later, so that's not called לכבוד שבת, you're doing it too early. But if when you light you're also מקבל שבת, so then that is considered you're being מקבל שבת and it's לכבוד שבת and you can light then. ובלבד שיהיה מפלג המנחה ולמעלה שהוא השעה ורביע קודם לילה. As long as it's from פלג המנחה, then it's chal the hadraka. So we read last week the Biur Halacha, the bottom of the page. The Biur Halacha says that if a lady lit before Plag HaMincha, and then she realized that it was before Plag HaMincha, she thought it was after Plag HaMincha, but it was really before Plag HaMincha. And the Biur Halacha says that she has to go back and light again with the bracha. That's what Biur Halacha says. Chacham Avadia and Rabbi Omer, he brings the shita, because the truth is, if you look at the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch in Tziv Bet, the Shulchan Aruch says, Echad ha'anashim ve'echad ha'anashim chayavim liyot bebatihem ner daluk b'shabbat. To have a candle or a light lit b'shabbat. He doesn't say it has to be lehadlik. There's a small mashma'ot, there is one posek, one of the Rishonim which Tosfot brings, holds that you don't have to physically go and light. As long as there is a light, that's enough. Yeah? So even if the light was lit on Wednesday or Thursday, but since on Friday, when the time for Hadlaka came, there was already a light there, then you don't have to light again. Of course we don't pass like that. It's not the halakha. The halakha is you have to go and light, even if there's a light to be on. But since there is such a shita like that, that if there was already a light on, then you don't have to light again, says the Chacham Avadia, it's a fake brachot lakel, and therefore, even though she lit before Plag HaMincha, but Lamaisa she lit for Shabbat, and there is a light daluk for Shabbat, and therefore she should extinguish the candle. Shabbat, she hasn't been mekabel Shabbat before Plag HaMincha. She has to extinguish the candle, and she goes and lights again by Ata Bracha. That's what. So according to the Ashkenazim, she lights with the Bracha. According to Chacham Avadia, she should light with Ata Bracha. Yeah, that's Chacham Avadia should have told that he's always makpid to Safek Brachot. The other poskim Sfaradim I checked, they didn't talk about it. Because the Lashon Ner Daluk for Shabbat is Lashon Rambam. And some want to say Lashon Rambam, that he means that. But it's not a part, maybe it's adding that as well. But the Ikki he said then, Rabbi Omer, is because of this Shita, he's Choshesh with this Shita. Now what happens if the lady needs to leave the house after Plag HaMincha, right? So the earliest time tonight is Plag HaMincha, we said. So the earliest time tonight is Plag HaMincha, and then she has to go out. Let's say for Tivrat Mitzvah. She has to go out and do Melachot. So if she lights at home, from Plaga Mincha, she came in Mekabel Shabbat. Normally we'll learn in a few minutes with that Hashem, that ladies Mekabel Shabbat Badraka according to some poskim. So she's Mekabel Shabbat Badraka, she can't go to the mikvah and do the melachot she needs to do. So she has to make a tenai not to be Mekabel Shabbat. However, we learned that if you madlik nerot, if you light the candles too early and you're not Mekabel Shabbat, then it's a problem. So what should she do in such a case? So Kavah Chaim, or Kemat all the poskim, they all say that it's better in such a situation for the husband to light. And if the husband's not available, the daughter. But the husband's better than the daughter. Right? So if she needs to go out, love difficult to make her anyway, she needs to go out one of the cases given for a wedding, and those days you have a wedding on Friday, she needs to go out, and she needs to continue to do melachot, so then she should not light. She should rather give it to her husband to light, rather than she herself lighting and not being mekabel Shabbat and being over on this halacha shelo yakdim, you shouldn't light too early. Because as we said before, be'etzem, men are also obligated in the mitzvah. It's just an extra preference for the lady lights because, as the Rambam says, she's more matzuri in the house, or because of the time of the Ariza, that she kiptan erosh el adam. But be'etzem, intrinsically, men are also obligated like ladies are. So it's better for a man to light the candle rather than the lady lighting, and she's lighting in a bedieved situation. And if the husband's not available, the daughter, if the daughter's not, if there's no one there, then obviously she should light, and it won't be lechat chila, but there's no other option. Just before we move on to Siv Hey, just want to point out that I saw the poskim say, Chamavadi and other poskim, they say that a lady who's chozer b'tshuva, so she never used to light candles, we learned before that every week you don't light a candle, you have to light an extra candle. So a lady who's chozer b'tshuva and years and years, if she was to light for every week, they would have to make a whole room of candles. So he says that obviously you don't have to. The reason is because it's only a knas. The knas is only applicable for somebody who knows that's a halacha and she forgets to do it. But somebody who's chozer b'tshuva, when she wasn't from, she didn't care about the mitzvot, that's not called a knas for her because she wasn't, it's not a poshea, she just didn't care about it. But somebody who knows the importance of lighting, if she forgets, then only then is a inyan to be konesa. Let's continue now on to Sif Hei. Very important halacha, it's nogea every week. That is a lady mekabel Shabbat badlaka. Let's see Sif Hei. Siman Reish Lamed Gimel Sif Hei. Kshadlik, when he or she lights, Evarech makes the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Lehadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Make a bracha. Echad Ha'ish Ve'echad Ha'isha. Whether the man, whether the lady lights, they make that bracha. Gam biyom tov, tarich evarech lehadlik ner shel yom tov. So on Shabbat and Yom Tov, either Shabbat you make ner shel Shabbat, on Yom Tov you make ner shel Yom Tov. Let's see Vim Shana Barua, Sif Katan Chav Bet.
I have a question. The Gavet, the Kiddush, or the Gavet Bracha, we say that the Kaddish Yisrael was Zemanim. The Gavet Bracha on the Ner, we say that ner shel Yom Tov. Why do we say that, say for example, we use Kaddish Yisrael Yom Tov, Yamin Tovim?
Why did we change this? Interesting. Maybe because the power of Israel is Zmanim. By saying Zmanim, we're showing that the power they have Israel to change the times. If you were to say Mekadesh Israel V'Yom Tov, you don't have that mashma'ut, Mekadesh Israel V'Yom Tov. When you say Mekadesh Israel V'Zemanim, you're showing this idea that Israel can be Mekadesh the times as well, that they're not, that they make the time. As on Hadakat Ner, we say the normal Lashon, Yom Tov. Maybe, yeah. So the Nusach is Ner Shel Yom Tov. Regabe Hadakat Ner, it's definitely Ner Shel Yom Tov. It says in Mishnah Barasif Katan Chav Bet, Le'adlik Ner, Sif Katan Chav Bet towards the bottom, להדליק נר, ואפילו כשמדליק כמה נרות, טוב יותר שיאמר נר, כי עיקר החיוב הוא נר אחד. Even if they're lighting a few candles, as we said the minhag, some have two, some have seven, some have ten, however many candles you're lighting, you still always say ner shel Shabbat, because as we said, the obligation is only one ner, and therefore you stick to that lashon ner always, however many you're lighting. Chanukah as well, yeah. Ner shel Chanukah, yeah. And the lashon, yeah, whether Shabbat, bein Shabbat, bein Yom Tov, we say ner shel Shabbat, ner shel Yom Tov. On Chanukah, when we light the candle, we say ladik ner Chanukah. Be'etzem mishu'u to say ladik ner shel Chanukah. But the Ben Ishchai says that since we want to bring out the Rashi Tevot Nahal, the Nun Chet Lamed, the Adik Ner Shel Hanukkah spells that the Hashem, therefore we miss out the Shel. But no, we should be at some say Adik Ner, all the other brachot, we say Adik Ner Shel Shabbat Shel Yom Tov. Mishnah Basif Katan Chav Gimel. Gam Biyom Tov, also you make the bracha Adik Ner Shel Yom Tov. Ve'en Tzarich Levarech Zman Al Adaka. You don't, the lady does not make Shechayanu on the Hadlaka. Miu b'makom shenahagu en limchot be'adam. If some people have the minhag to make a bracha of Shehiyanu, en limchot be'adam, you shouldn't object. Meaning like this. On Yom Tov, every Yom Tov, we make a bracha Shehiyanu that we've been zochet to come to this Yom Tov, which we make in Kiddush. Now a lady, when she lights the candles, she's ushering in the Yom Tov. So some had the custom that they would make Shehiyanu at that time. Because since I'm now bringing in the Yom Tov, let me now make Shehiyanu, even though later on my husband's going to make Shehiyanu later on Kiddush. But now I want to make Shehiyanu now, instead of waiting for Kiddush to then, I'll make Shehiyanu now. That's what some ladies had in Minhagin. And Ben Ishchai, that was the Minhagin Baghdad. The Minhagin Baghdad was that they used to light Neot Yom Tov and also make Shehiyanu. ברכת שחיינו בקידוש הלילה צריך חמש תעלות. פה אלינו בגדד נוהגים אנשים לברך שחיינו בהדלקת נרות בכל יום טוב שיש ברכת שלנו בקידוש. Yeah? So, custom in Baghdad was to make שחיינו. However, the Yerushalmi and most poskim say not to make שחיינו because you can be סומך on the שחיינו she's going to hear from her husband later on. So that... It's not Yom Kippur because there's no שחיינו. Yeah, okay. But a normal Yom Tov... So Chacham Metzion is machriya, the halacha is like this, that if a lady has a minhag from her parents, from her mother, to make Shehiyanu on Yom Tov, then she should continue the minhag to make Shehiyanu, and she'll hear Shehiyanu again from her husband in Kiddush. If she hasn't got a minhag, then as we said, you shouldn't make Shehiyanu, and you should rely on your husband later on. Now,
it's preferable to make
alakos. Alakos, yeah. That's the ma'ala, but there's ma'ala, so there's also Indian to make it as soon as early as possible. Yeah, but Shehiyanu mevarech afilu b'shuk b'dieved, yeah. So if again, if there's no minhag, then you make Shehiyanu in Kiddush with your husband. If you have minhag, then you make Shehiyanu b'adlakat nerot. That's your minhag. Now, according to those who have that minhag, to make Shehiyanu Bishat Hadlakat Nerot. So they made Shehiyanu. Now they come to Kiddush in the night. And a husband, whoever's making Kiddush, hears, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekrem Lecholam, Borei Pri HaGefen. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekrem Lecholam, Asher Kiddushanu, Mitzvotav. And then we say the bracha of Yom Tov. After finishing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Shel Razemanim, then he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekrem Lecholam, Shehiyanu, Mekrem Lecholam, Zman Hazeh, because he hasn't yet said Shehiyanu. Now she's being Yotzeh from her husband. Yeah, she's not making kiddush. She's been listening from her husband. She's being yotzeh. Now she was yotzeh birkat borei pri hagefen and birkat mikadesh v'yisrael v'zemanim. Shehiyanu, she's ready made. So she's not being yotzeh from her husband. Shehiyanu, she's ready made it. Can she say amen now? Because if she says amen to the bracha, she's not. It's going to be a hefsek between borei pri hagefen and between the drinking. Yeah. Bishloima, if she's being yotzeh, so she's making amen, that's part of the kiddush, and Shehiyanu isn't hefsek between borei pri hagefen and between the drinking. But if she's not obligated in Shehiyanu and she's just saying amen to a random bracha, you can't. If you're making a bracha shakoni abdvar and you hear someone else saying another bracha, you don't answer amen, right? You drink and then you say amen. So also here, the chorah shouldn't be able to say amen. Says Chacham Ben Tzion that she can still say amen. She can still say amen. And he brings the raya from sukkah. Every sukkot, the norm is that the ladies sit in the sukkah with their husbands, even though they're not obligated. Yeah, they get a sechah, but they're not mechuyavot to sit in the sukkah. And we didn't find anywhere in the halakha and the poskim say that she shouldn't answer amen to leshev basukkah, because we know there are different opinions if you make leshev before or after, but according to those who make and then Neshev Basukah. So she, who's not obligated to sit in the Sukkah, she can't answer Amen Neshev Basukah. And still we see no one talks about it. So it seems to be that it's okay. Now, even though you're not obligated, it's okay. Why? What's the reason for this? He explains that she is nigrar after husband. She is pulled after husband. Meaning like this. There's two ways to look at her being yotzeh from husband. One way to look at it is that the husband's making a bracha, and she's also, by shomea kaoneh, she's also making the bracha. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is, no, her husband's making a bracha. She is fulfilling her obligation by listening to him. So she is nigrah. That's how Rabban Tzion takes on the second way of looking at it. That she follows the husband. She is nigrar after husband. So since for the husband, the shehiyan was no hefsek, and according to the husband, the amen needs to be said, she as well can also say amen, even though she's not obligated to amen. Hadin on Sukkot as well, she can say amen. So, but as we said, the chatchila, if she hasn't got a minhag, she shouldn't make shehiyan. If that is her minhag, then she can still say amen after shehiyanu to her husband's brachot.
No, definitely not.
Why? Because
she doesn't need the
shekhiyah. If she's being yotzeh from him, don't say baruch baruch shema. Yeah? And if she's not being yotzeh, they said the only reason you can say amen is because she's nigrar after him. Meaning that she is being pulled after him. Since him, he's making the kiddush, he can't answer baruch baruch shema. Right? So she also can't. And Adzal Chacham Ben Tzion, according to those who have that minhag, that they make Shehiyanu Bishat Hadlakat Nerot, they definitely cannot make a Tanai not to be Mekabel Yom Tov. We'll learn very soon that in some situations you can make a Tanai not to be Mekabel Shabbat or Yom Tov. However, once you've said Shehiyanu, you can't make a Tanai, because by saying Shehiyanu, that means you brought in Yom Tov, so you have to be Mekabel Yom Tov then. You can't do any Melachot for sure.
If a woman doesn't want to be Mekabel Yom Tov with a lighting, then she should not.
And that's. And her minhag to say Shehiyanu, then she shouldn't say Shehiyanu, she's got no option. And Malasot.
Very topical
in the Arab Yom Kippur.
Sorry?
Where she lights it, Lehadik Neshe Yom Kippurim, and she wants to carry a Siddur to the Bet Knesset. So she says, Shechiyam she can't, so she says, Shechiyam and they make him upon the grave. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mishnah Bar Sivkatan Chavdalad. Ner She Yom Tov, Vimchal Yom Tov B'Shabbat, Omer Shel Shabbat V'Shel Yom Tov. Yeah, so you can say, Shel Shabbat V'Shel Yom Tov, and there's no problem of En Chotmin B'Shnah. Normally there's Alacha, we don't finish off a Bracha with two things, but this is all one Inyan, Shabbat Yom Tov, all one big Shabbaton. Okay. We say Ve'yom Tov, not Ve'shel Yom Tov. Yeah, it's almost Sabbat, because Yom Tov is all Shabbat. It's all one Shabbaton. That's what Chesed Alafin, they say, Ein Chotmin B'Shnah. They say it's all one Shabbaton. So that's enough to say B'Shnah. Continue the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch inside. וביום הכיפורים, בלא שבת, יש מי אומר שלא יברך, ואין לכמן סימן תף רשיות. We said last week there's two reasons for Hadlakat Nerot. One reason is while you're eating, to have an onik Shabbat, a gishmak, to enjoy your food. Another reason is that you shouldn't trip over things in the house. On Yom Kippur, we don't eat. So according to the reason of onik Shabbat, you shouldn't make a bracha. But according to the reason of shelo yikashel, that you shouldn't, trip over things, then you do make a bracha. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Misha Omer Shlo Yivarech. He brings it down and Yesh Misha Omer, some say, but he does clearly say, Ayin Lekaman Siman Tafresh Yud, and there he does bring the Shita to make a bracha, and the Kaf HaHayim brings down, that's the minhag, that we do make a bracha on Yom Kippur, and when we have a minhag, we don't just affect brachot la'akel. That's the minhag of the Sfaradim, and as far as I know, the Ashkenazim as well, and therefore, she makes a bracha l'kul alma. Says Mishnah Barasif Katan Chafhei, ואין לכמן סימן תף רשיוד, זה מביא שם המחבד, ושכן אנחנו בין זה, דעת הפוסק המצריך לברך, זה ספירי, זה גם ביום הכיפורים, אף שאין בו אכילה שתייה, there's no food, ואין שייך עליו מצד עונג, אפילו אחי שייך לו משום שלום בית. Meaning, one of the two reasons is enough, the fact that it's going to stop you from falling over, that enough is lets you make the bracha. Let's see the Ramana. Says the Ramana, הגע, יש מי שאומר, שמברכים קודם הדלקה. We have a cloud. The Gemara says, כל המצוות כולן מברך עובר לעשייתן. Any bracha you make, you always make it before you make the bracha, because you're going to do the bracha, so you say the bracha before. So Adin, says the Rama, יש מי שאומר, מברכים קודם הדלקה, you make the bracha before the hadlaka, before you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha before, like all the other mitzvot. However, yesh mishomer brings another shita, shemivarech ahar hadlaka. Some say that you make the bracha after lighting. So you light the candles, and then you make the bracha. It's not going to be avera siyatan, because you've already done the action of the lighting. How can you make a bracha afterwards? In order that it should be before the mitzvah, she tries not to have any benefit from it until after bracha. She puts a hand in front of the candles, zahar daka, umvarchin, v'ahar kach mesalkin hayad, and then afterwards they take away the yad, v'zeh mikra over asiyah, v'chen haminhag. Meaning like this, in order to get around the problem of over asiyah, what she does is, she lights, but she hasn't got a chance to enjoy the candle yet, because she closes her eyes, or she covers over the nair with her hand. So since she hasn't yet had hana'ah from the nair, so then she can make the bracha. She finishes the bracha, she takes away her hand, she opens her eyes and she sees the candle, and that's considered over la'asiyata. So here the Ramah brings two shitot, and he finishes off b'chena minhag. The minhag with the Ashkenazim is that you make the bracha after the hadlaka. Clearly he says b'chena minhag. The Ramah is the Ashkenazim. So the Ashkenazim is clear that's the halakha, that they make the bracha after the hadlaka. It says in Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chavav, Kodem Adraka, Kishah Kol HaMitzvot, Shemarachin Over Asiyatan. The first opinion holds, it's like Kol HaMitzvot. Chav Zayin, Ahar Adraka, this is the second Shita. Svi Alei, Dim Tivarech, if she makes a bracha, Have Ki'ilu Kibla Shabbat Beferush, Vishuv Atzura Ladli, full stop. What's the reason for the second opinion? We have a klal all over, that Kol HaMitzvot Kula, Mevarech Over Asiyatan, Chutz Mitvilat Ger, apart from one certain case, some Tvilat Nida maybe as well. But all mitzvot you always make before. So what happens suddenly? This mitzvah, you make the bracha afterwards. Because some shitot hold that the bracha of Hadlakat Nerot, once you make the bracha, you've been mekabel Shabbat with the bracha. By saying the bracha, you mekabel Shabbat. And once you mekabel Shabbat, you can't light a candle. And therefore, the only option out is to do the Hadlakat, and then afterwards make the bracha. Because once you make the bracha, you've been mekabel Shabbat. Which actually is quite strange, because the Gemara clearly says, Kol ha-mitzvot kula, mevarech kodem la'asiyatan, chutz mitvilat ger. The Gemara had to go to a very not common case of tvilat ger to tell you the yotzeh min hakal, the exception of this rule. It didn't say something happens every Friday night. Right? So the law of the poskim asks this question. Some of them atcher that Rav is the Baal HaMemra there, and Rav holds that you don't make a bracha dekat nerot. The pashtut definitely is that you make the bracha before, like all the mitzvot. The Ramah says v'chena minhag. That's the derech of the Ramah. I don't know if you mentioned this before. The Shulchan Aruch, as he says in the Beit Yosef, is bringing out, he's being posek, he's ruling what comes out from the sugyot. What makes, when you learn the Gemara, you learn the Rishonim, what comes out from learning the sugya? Not what's going on around you. That's the gisha, that's the approach of the Shulchan Aruch. The approach of the Ramah isn't like that. Kimat every Ramah is always v'chena minhag. The Ramah was just coming to defend the minhagim that was in his town. Or in his areas. So the Ramah says the Chenanag, that was the Minhag. But the Pashtut definitely is that, you, like all other mitzvot, you make the bracha before. However,
even the second Yesh, she's covering it because to fulfill the first opinion.
Yeah, but it's
still like.
It's just a.
Like it's not against the first opinion. Like,
it is really, yeah. because the bracha isn't to enjoy the neir. The bracha is lehadlik neir Shabbat.
So if you were to cover your eyes,
he's trying to get an extra ma'alut. It's not according to first opinion. It's not good enough because it's not before the hadlaka. It's before you being having hana, but not before the hadlaka. So according to Ashkenazim, definitely that's the halacha. Now what's the din according to Sfaradim? So what's the din according to Sfaradim? So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, the first word of Seif Hei, says the Shulchan Aruch, Keshei Yadlik Yevarech. When he makes the Hadlaka Yevarech, meaning it's mashma, that he makes the bracha before the Hadlaka. And then we'll see in Seif Yud very soon. Keshei Yadlik Yevarech. When you go on tonight, Yevarech.
Yeah, when you light.
It should have been kishahidlik then. It should have been kishahidlik. Kishahidlik, yivarech.
It's very
ambiguous. Kishahidlik, yadlik is the lashon ifil belashon atid. Yadlik, when he will light, yivarech. As he goes on tonight, he makes the bracha. The Bavadi and the Mitzion both bring that chain.
If you look at examples in Shulchan Aruch of any bracha of Mitzvah Shazman Grammar, he makes a specific point to say to make the bracha and then do the mitzvah. He said, Sarich Levrech Kodem. He says that over
okay.
and over again.
Okay,
and
so here, if you wanna, he leaves it quite okay. ambiguous. If you want to discuss, okay, I hear what you can say here. And see if you did it meforsh. I wanted to wait till then, but because some are not going to take that Shulchan Aruch, we'll bring it on now. If you look at see if you would, I'll just tell you quickly over. If you look to see if you're three lines down, Valpizan I got Sat Nashim Shaha Shabaku Diku Narot, Mashikota Tapatila, Shabadan, Shidliku Bahen, Ben Khabatota. Shaha Shabaku Diku Narot. That's one Duke. Like another Duke will come to you. When we read through, we'll see. He says, but he says, Ashaha Shabaku Diku Narot. Yeah? That's Mashab, yeah? Okay, well, there's another Duke will come to you soon. Okay, so what's the Sfadim? So you want to say Kshadik's ambiguous? Let's see. The Ben Ish Chai, he is Pasek like the Ramah. Ben Ish Chai says like this. Ha'isha lo chal alei kabat Shabbat badakat nerot, ela at shetseim kol hanerot. Va'ahar shetseim kol hanerot, after she finishes lighting the amount of candles she normally lights, techfu miyad. Tizrok miyada petila shmedek badenot. She lets go of the petila, of the light she's lighting. V'taniach yada leneya. She covers her eyes with her hand. V'tvarech techef. And then she makes a bracha. V'yesh ta'am al pi asod ba'atzmat neneh ha'tasha. So Ben Ish Chai seems to be saying there's a Kabbalistic reason to do it this way around. It could just be saying the reason why she has to close eyes as opposed to the Ramah which says to cover the neneh. But it's also mashma that it's the he's definitely saying like the Ramah that you make the bracha after the hadlaka, and he seems to be saying there's a sod badavar, there's some Kabbalah behind it. The Bavadi, however, is extremely against all of this. As we said before, he says it's kodem hadlaka. It says before all the mitzvot we always do, we always light before. That's a Shona Shulchan Aruch, and he brings an incredible amount of rishonim who kimat all of them say that you make the bracha before. The Ramah was only defending the minhag, but lechatchila, Sfaradim definitely should make the bracha before the hakara. That's what Chama Avadia says. However, we have the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChaim and the Hida, Chama Mordechai Eliyahu. All of them are saying until Rabbi Avadia, all the poskim of Sfaradim were saying like the Ramah to make the bracha after the hadlaka. And that was the minhag. Rav Yosef Eliyahu, the Rosh Kollel in Darkei Rabbanim, told me from his father, from Chama Mordechai, that Chama Avadia's own wife, who was Syrian, she used to light and then make the bracha. So Avadia's own wife didn't come back. She was still. That's what he told me from his father. Okay. That's what he told me from his father.
Maybe the first 5 years after
they got married. Maybe. But that was definitely the minhag as Faradim.
So it means that the Syrian minhag is not like that. I mean,
that was the minhag. However, Chama Avadia said that the kunz halacha it's better to light before. So therefore, the pshara, the most la'aniyut da'ati, like Chacham Ben Tzion says, is that if you have a minhag, you follow your minhag. So if you know what your mother did, follow that because the minhag, even though it's against the halacha, but that's the minhag, you follow the minhag. If you don't have a minhag, then you do like the pashtut is to make the bracha before. That seems to make the most sense for a lady to do. So just to recap, Ashkenazim for sure, they definitely make a bracha after. Tzfaradim, if she has a minhag, she should follow her minhag. If she doesn't have a minhag, she do like a Chama Avadia, you make the bracha and then light.
There's no clever way to fulfill both shittens?
No. No, impossible.
So definitely not. The whole eye thing is really like...
It's just...
Not really anything, basically.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to make a decision.
Huh? If you're Ashkenazi, there's definitely no problem at all. Yeah, and even in the printer before.
Exactly.
Yeah. As I said, Rova Poskim, Hida, Ben Ish Chai, Kaf HaChaim, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, all of them all saying like the Ramah. If you have a minhag, and then you follow the minhag, that's your minhag. Then of course, do like them. If you don't have any minhag, then why should you put yourself into this machlok? It's better just to do like Chama Avadia to make the bracha before. That's what Chama Ben Tzion
says. So go to the view where you make the bracha first, and there's
You made the bracha.
Kuntchon, yeah.
And you struck your match. That's not a problem. According to Bechtel.
No problem. No, but the bracha is not makabel Shabbat. The nekudat ha-machloket, the point of the machloket between these two shittot is, is the bracha, is the akabelat Shabbat?
No.
That's one point. We'll see very soon, there's something else. Also, the katna is also akabelat Shabbat. But that's been time. Meanwhile, that's the machloket. Is with the bracha, is she makabel Shabbat?
So according to Ben Shchai, that a woman can't make it snide not to be makabel Shabbat when she lights candles?
Yeah, she can.
Of course she can, yeah.
So, if she can, then why does he require...
Oh, very good. See, it's a very good question. The question is, if the whole reason for lighting after the Adlaka is making the bracha after the Adlaka is because with the bracha, you'll make a Bel Shabbat, we'll learn very soon that you can make it tonight.
You don't every week to make it.
Oh, so you can make it tonight. Let me finish off the question. You can make it tonight. So why do we not say that the ladies should make it tonight every week? Now, I'm not mekabel Shabbat with the bracha. The answer is that you can't every week make it tonight. Tonight is something that's tzorich when you need to do it. But you can't make a halacha every week, make it tonight, not mekabel Shabbat with the bracha. It doesn't make sense. Okay. So that's lekabel Shabbat. So Shabbat is come out clear. Let's continue the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chavzayin. We have to Chavzayin, the bottom Mishnah Berurah. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to light. So even according to the opinion that Yom Kabel Shabbat with the bracha, Bim Kabel Yom Tov, and then you can continue to light, obviously with the pre-existing flame. Therefore, v'im ken b'yom tov d'ra shayach zeh l'kule alma tevarech v'achar kach tadlik. On yom tov, l'kule alma make a bracha before. However, da'at ha-magen avam d'lo plug, v'al be'achonim s'vi yoled, k'mo shekutam mitchila. Magen avam, shita yechida'a, he says, en chokhma l'nashim. Meaning that ladies will not be able to differentiate between Shabbat and yom tov. If you start telling them, on yom tov, make the bracha before. And on Shabbat, make a bracha afterwards, they get mixed up. Better have one halacha the whole year round, always make a bracha afterwards. Even though the time is not applicable. Because as we said, the whole time is Yom Kabel Shabbat and Yom Tov with the bracha. Okay, Yom Tov, Yom Kabel Shabbat, Yom Tov, and you can light a candle. What's the problem? But still says Magen Avraham lo pluk. Even Mishnah Berurah, Kaf HaHayim, all the poskim all say incorrect. On Yom Tov, you make a bracha before the Adlaka, and then she lights. Ad Kedei Gach, Ben Tzion says that if a lady did have a minhag, to make a bracha afterwards, she should change the minhag because this is totally the local halacha. And the reason the Magen Avraham's ta'ana is not applicable here, that the lady's going to get mixed up, is because it's two separate brachot. It's not like you're making one bracha and you can get mixed up. Since they're two separate brachot, she can remember. When I say La'adik Neshe Shabbat, I make a bracha afterwards. When I say La'adik Neshe Yom Tov, I make a bracha before. So that's Legabe Yom Tov. Now, we learned before that sometimes a man, in some situations, the lady is not available, or even a single man, we'll learn very soon, also needs to light candles and make a bracha. So a man, should he, a man does not mekabel Shabbat with the bracha, or the hadaka. That we'll learn soon. A man is not mekabel Shabbat. This whole din we're learning now about being mekabel Shabbat with the bracha or not, it's only with ladies. With men, there's no tzad that the man is mekabel Shabbat with the bracha or the hadaka. So a man who's lighting candles, when should he make the bracha? Because as we said, the whole reason that you make the bracha afterwards is because you mekabel Shabbat with the bracha. Once you mekabel Shabbat with the bracha, you can't light. But men are not mekabel Shabbat with the bracha. Says the Biur Halacha, the third Biur Halacha down, achar adlaka, ayin Mishnah Berurah, v'isha shematnet she'a mekabelet Shabbat adlaka, o ish dekameran lekaman, den tzarich latnot, either a man, or a lady is making a t'nai, and she's not mekabel Shabbat. So again, she can light after making the bracha. Mashma v'derech ha'chayim da'afilu ha'chi yadliku b'fisu yedem ha'chakach yivarchu k'shum de'lo pluk chodat magen Avraham. Aval midivrei agon b'kivei eger haya adam muchach de'bazei yivarchu v'ha'chakach yadliku. So according to the b'kivei eger, that's how b'alacha concludes, kaf ha'chayim concludes, that they should also, with a man or a lady who's making it tonight, not to mekabel Shabbat, she should also make a bracha before, because the reason is not applicable. Okay?
But it's just a sign. Once he can be Mekabel Shabbat whilst he's lighting.
If he wants to,
yeah.
He can be Mekabel Shabbat whenever he wants. Yeah.
Through the lighting, he can be Mekabel Shabbat.
Nothing to do with the lighting. If you have. Okay, yeah. If you want to, yeah.
But I'm just saying, corresponding in that case, then you should do it like
we that. Learned in Siman Reish Samech Aleph that Be'etzem you can even be Mekabel Shabbat Belev. Bechatchish tu Bapeh. But you can even Mekabel Shabbat just by thinking you can be Mekabel Shabbat. So that would, as long as you got it in your head, that'll be enough.
And someone who writes lights like Rav Avadia, when do they Mekabel Shabbat then, exactly? At which point?
So the bracha definitely not.
Yeah.
With that, the cow not, I will see Sifiyut. That I have to come to now. So just to summarize, as we said, according to Chacham Avadia and those who follow him, make a bracha before.
Always.
Always you make a bracha before.
Men, women,
Yom Tov, Shabbat, you always make a bracha before. According to the Rama and the Ben Ish Chai, Kafahim, and those who have that minhag, you make the bracha after that raka, apart from Yom Tov, and if a man's lighting always, or if a lady's lighting, and she's making it tonight, not to be Mekabel Shabbat. Okay.
So you should always try and make the bracha before, unless the Mekabel Shabbat with the lighting, so then there's a problem.
Unless you become a Shabbat, yeah. Normally, most times you become a Shabbat.
Lady,
yeah.
If a man is lighting, he has to make a bracha before.
Yeah, as we said before, man, we should be alcha. Man always makes a bracha before, always. Because the man not makabel Shabbat, bad raka, or ba bracha.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Seems
then what's the alpha? Yes. Then
the sod's in the lady. It's something to do with the lady.
Just in the lady.
Yeah. The Ben Ishchai does say. The Ben Ishchai says clearly. Ben Ishchai says clearly, actually. He says clearly. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go now to Sifiyut. Sifiyut, let's jump in. We'll come back to other Sifiyut. Other Sifiyut is very important, but it's a separate sugya. Let's continue Sifiyut, which has got to do with the same thing I've just been learning. Sifiyut. So we just learned in Sif Hei, Machloket, if the bracha is Mekaber Shabbat or not. We just learned about the bracha. So let's go now to the Hadlaka. So let's talk about a lady who makes the bracha before. Yeah? Lady who makes the bracha, Baraka Chacham Avadia, makes the bracha before. And then she comes to the Hadlaka. See if you, Lebaal Halachot Gedolot, according to the Bahag, one of the early Rishonim, Kivan Sheedlik Neshe Shabbat, Hal Alav Shabbat V'Nesar Bimlacha. Once you've lit the Nesher Shabbat, Chal Alav Shabbat V'Nesa Bimlacha.
Can I just ask you something?
Yeah.
Sorry, before you start. The discussion about this. According to the Minhag, the lady that she makes the bracha at the end, she lights all the candles first, she makes the bracha at the end, yeah?
Like the Rama.
And then the light in the room, I'm talking about electric lights, can be on, because it's like part of her lighting, the electric light. Then she makes the bracha. According to the Chacham Avadia, you have to make the bracha before lighting. Yeah, can you make the bracha
when the electric
lights are on in the room?
So Hamidzin says,
normally, if the room is got the ready lights, it's a big question. For the Ashkenazim, they can make a bracha because they make a bracha until 7th Ora.
According
to the Sfaradim, they don't make a bracha until 7th Ora. Can they make the bracha with the electric lights on?
So I was going to come to that when we learn about the Sifchet, about the Sefer Torah, the Machoket there, but I'll say very bekitzur. If you're making the bracha before the lighting and you already have electricity, so you're not really benefiting from the candles, Chacham Ben Tzion says that lecha tchila you should switch off the lights and switch them back on again and then light and then make the bracha, switch the lights off, make the bracha, switch the lights on, and then light the candles. Chacham Avadia says you don't have to. Well, B'zat Hashem, we'll discuss it more when we get to Sifchet. Okay, we'll get back to that B'zat Hashem soon. But that's the it's good to switch off the lights if you're making the bracha before. But again, if you're making the bracha after the lighting, there's no problem because you have the light electricity on, then you light your candle, then you make the bracha. So this question is only applicable if you're making the bracha before.
Also applicable for men.
Men. Yeah, men.
Or
ladies making it tonight. Yeah, it's quite applicable. Yeah. Yeah, but it's only Sheila for the Sfaradim because according to Ashkenazim you can make a bracha on extra candles. That we'll learn in Sifchet. Sifyud now. So we said, Lebaal Halachot Gedolot, Kevan Shidlik Nesh Shabbat Halav Shabbat V'Nesa B'Melacha. According to the Bahag, the Hadlaka as well is Mekabel Shabbat. Meaning, we've just learned that the bracha is Mekabel Shabbat. Says the Bahag, not only Mekabel Shabbat with the bracha, you Mekabel Shabbat with the Hadlaka. Once you've lit the candles, however many candles you minhag is, if it's one, and after lighting one. If you light 10 candles, only after lighting the 10 candles, you're now mekaber Shabbat with hadraka. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, ועל פי זה נוהגות קצת נשים. שאחר שברכו ודליקו הנרות, after they make the bracha, and then they lit the candles, after doing all of that, משליחות לארץ הפתילה שבידן, שהדליקו בה ואין מכבות אותה. Since they've been מקבל שבת with הדלקה, so once they lit the candles, they don't extinguish the flame they're lighting with. They just put it down and leave it to go out by itself. So you light the match, you light, and you put it down and you let it go out by itself. Because you חושש with this shita, that you מקבל שבת with the הדלקה, with the lighting. ויש אומרים, now we're going to see a מחלוקת בדעת הבהג. ויש אומרים שאם מתנה קודם שדליקה, שלא מקבלת שבת, if she makes it tonight, עד שומע חזן ברוך הוא מועיל. If she makes it tonight, that she's not being מקבל שבת now, then it works. ויש אומרים שאינו מועילה. Some say that tonight doesn't work. So we have שיטת הבהג, בהלכות גדולות, that with the הדלקה היא מקבל שבת, and בדעת הבהג, according to the bahag, in the שיטת הבהג, we have two opinions if it's not help or not. Says, continue to שולחן ערוך, ויש חלקים, however, some disagree with this whole idea of the bahag, על בעל הלכות גדולות, ואומרים שאין קבלת שבת תלוי בהדקת הנר, אלא בתפילת הערבית. You're not מקבל שבת at all with the הדלקה, only when you, שכיוון שאמר חזן ברוך הוא, when חזן צד ברוך הוא, הכל פורשים ממלכתם, then you מקבל שבת, ולדידם, כיוון שהתחיל מזור שיום שבת, אבי כברוך הוא לדידו, מרן says that מזור שיום שבת is considered as קבלת שבת, and as we learned in Resh Tamach Aleph, that the Chadodi, Boi Kala, is already considered like Mizmor Shirun Shabbat. So, just to summarize what we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, we have four opinions. Beikar, there are two opinions. The Mechalkish is a lady Mekabel Shabbat with the Hadraka? According to the Bahag, she is Mekabel Shabbat with the Hadraka. According to the Yeshharkim, she is not Mekabel Shabbat with the Hadraka. Now, in the doubt of the Bahag, who holds that she is Mekabel Shabbat with the Hadraka, then there's two opinions. Will a Tanai help or not? Tanai means that I specifically say that I'm not being mekabel Shabbat this time. Okay, so what's the halacha? Says the Rama, v'aminhag she'ota isha hamadleket mekabelet Shabbat badlaka. She is, he passes like the Bahag, that she is mekabel Shabbat with hadlaka. Imlo shedatne tehila. However, Tanai does work. Meaning that he paskins like the Bahag that she is mekabel shabbat hadlaka. However, he rules like the opinion in the Bahag that tonight does help. Even you don't even have to say it bepe, you don't have to verbally express it. It's enough to think it mentally that you're being making it tonight that you're not mekabel shabbat. So that's the halacha. The Rama is clear that she is not mekabel shabbat, that she is mekabel shabbat hadlaka, but she can make it tonight. So we're talking about even why? Because you're asking, you ready to mekabel Shabbat with the bracha?
Yeah.
So
you're saying it's by hadlaka.
So you're saying both. That's what comes out. It's very important. This is what I was going to say now. According to the Rama, a lady is mekabel Shabbat whether she makes a bracha before, whether she makes a bracha afterwards, right? Because the bracha itself has the power to mekabel Shabbat, and hadlaka also has the power to be mekabel Shabbat. Either one of the two actions are mekabel Shabbat. So if she does the hadraka, she's mekabel Shabbat, even though she doesn't make a bracha. She forgot to make a bracha, she didn't say bracha, whatever reason she left out a bracha, she's mekabel Shabbat hadraka. And if she makes a bracha before, she's mekabel Shabbat. So according to the Ramah, you always mekabel Shabbat. Whatever you do, whichever way around you go, you always mekabel Shabbat, unless you make a tanai. But tanai can be even balev, a tanai helps always. That's the Ashkenazim. So that's what comes out according to Ashkenazim. Ben ba'adraka, ben ba'bracha you mekabel Shabbat. What's the shita of the Maran?
That's why it says that when Shai says that after she lights, she shouldn't put off the match. She should just leave, put it down.
Like the Shulchan Aruch says. After that, according to this opinion, according to the Ramah, according to Ashkenazim, after you light, you don't extinguish the match. You just put the match down, you let it go off by itself.
But it's Muksa anyway.
The second
she
that's why you should accept
with
the bracha.
So if you took something better, you can put it down by yourself. Once, even though it became iser, you can put it down since it was ready in your hand.
It came to your hand better, then you can put it
Yeah. Okay, it's a nidin about Muqsach al-Gufa, but okay, say that. So that's according to the Ramah, according to Ashkenazim. What about Sfaradim now? What's Shitat Maran? Maran bought the Bahag. In the Bahag, he bought two Shitot, and then he bought the Yesh Hokim. Now, normally we have a cloud, Yesh v'Yesh, Alacha kebatra. Meaning, when the Shulchan Maran brings two opinions, Yesh v'Yesh, we follow the second opinion. However, here, I thought that the Halakha according to Maran would be like the Bahag. Because first, he doesn't just bring a Yesh v'Yesh. He says, Le Bahag v'Yesh Omrim. He's not just saying Yesh v'Yesh. When you have a standard Yesh v'Yesh, he brings Yesh v'Yomer Kacha, Yesh v'Yomer Kacha, then Halakha kebatra. But when he specifies the name of the Rishon of the Shita in the first Shita, then I've seen in other places in Shilchot Shabbat and other places as well, that since he says the name of the Rishon, that means he's passing like that Rishon. So it would seem to be that he's passing like the Bahag. And especially that in the Bahag he brings two Shitot. So this would seem to be that he's saying like the Bahag, like the Ramah. However, Chacham Ben Tzion and Chacham Avadia both say that a lady is not mekaber Shabbat, that meikar hadin, a lady is not mekaber Shabbat badlaka. Meikar hadin, but still, lechatchila shishinei ketenai. They say, yesh v'yesh halakha kebatra.
So when is she mekaber Shabbat according to them?
Meikar hadin?
Yeah.
Baruch Hu. Boi kala.
She's at home.
Doesn't matter. The whole tzibah of the Shabbat.
No, but when will she know? When will she know that exact nekudah?
And those used to know the time, Berach. Used to know the time. Well, hey, you can know the time you Berach get to Kabbalat Shabbat.
Yes, it's a tricky business. She needs to know when Shabbat comes in.
This is only in the summer where there's Tzibbur Mekabel
Shabbat. Yeah, they used to send the children home. They used to send. The Magen Avraham said they used to send the children to tell the ladies. That's what they used to do in those days. Tell them when they said Baruch. Like if you're in the boys, send them.
But if you did a survey, if you asked any woman today, when do you Mekabel Shabbat? Everyone would say at candle lighting.
Because, as you said, firstly,
the chatchila. It's like the metziah, what it is today.
The metziah. Ladies don't know the halakha. What do you mean? We're learning now. We're saying, according to Chacham Avadia, the bracha we said in Sifrei, she's not mekabel. According to Chacham Avadia, definitely. Even in the hadlaka, they're saying meikar adin, not mekabel. So she doesn't know. She thinks she's mekabel Shabbat b'hadlaka, but meikar adin. If she needs to, she can do bracha afterwards.
So she's not. Why does she need to make it tonight?
Because they choshesh that shita. Because Chacham Ben Tzion has a shita that if Maran brought the opinion down, they should be choshesh for it to chatchila.
I
understand. Yeah.
You said usually yesh or yesh
batra. No.
In this case, you said because he mentioned the Bahag and the yesh in the Bahag itself.
Yes. Two reasons why I would have thought that he passes like the Bahag here.
Yeah.
Firstly, because it didn't just bring yesh v'yesh, he brings the name of the first shita,
right.
And that's for I've seen in Poskim. That when he brings the name of that, if he brings the name in one shita and the other shita doesn't bring the name, then he's passing like the name he brings down. And he also, in the Bahag, he brings a machloket. If he was passing like a second shita, he wouldn't go so far to bring two deot without a Bahag.
I always thought that Shulchan Aruch, when he brings two shita, the first shita is the Ika, not the second.
Yesh, normal standard yesh v'yesh.
Stam.
That's stam v'yesh omrim. If he brings opinion without a yesh, without just the halacha, neitz v'yesh, and the halacha kistam, but yesh v'yesh, halacha kabasa.
So if the halacha was like bahag, then why didn't Maran keep it stam? Why did he have to mention le bahag? If the first one is
okay, maybe that's one of the okay.
Let's summarize.
Let's just see the Mishnah Barasif Katan Membet before we summarize. If Katan Mishnah Membet, Vaminhag, Vemaish Madlik, Afiluk Shumvarech Aladakato, Leka Minagam, Mutar Bemacha, Mikoma Kom Tov Latno. A man is not Makabel Shabbat Badaka. However, it's good to make it tonight. So let's summarize, Pisad Dishmai, what we've learned in the Halachot. Let's start with Ashkenazim. It's more straightforward. Ashkenazim, according to the Rama, she makes a bracha after lighting the candles. She lights all the candles she needs to light, however many she lights. Now, if she was to stop there and not make a bracha, she would be mekabel Shabbat, even if she hasn't made the bracha yet. So therefore, once she finishes lighting the candles, she has to put down the match and let it go out by itself. She's also mekabel Shabbat with the bracha, and therefore it's important that she makes the bracha after the adaka, not before the adaka, because if she was to make the bracha before the adaka, she couldn't light the candles anymore. in order to get this inyan of Aver Asiyatan, it's a good thing to Ashkenazim just to cover the candle, according to Ben Ishchai, to close your eyes. There's a Kabbalistic reason behind that. That's according to the Ashkenazim. According to the Sfaradim, if Legabe Hadlaka, we said that the Poskim say Legabe Hadlaka that she's not Meikar Adin, she's not Mekabel Shabbat with Hadlaka. Meikar Adin, she's not Mekabel Shabbat with Hadlaka. So Nafkamine is a lady who makes a bracha before the Hadlaka. So if she makes a bracha and then Hadlaka, and you hold like Chamavadi that you're not Mekabel Shabbat with the bracha, then you also not Mekabel Shabbat with Hadlaka, and you can continue to do Melachot until the time on the calendars that you need to light. However, even such a lady, it's good for her to make it tonight. So let's just get clear. Let's say according to Chamavadi and according to Al Shutot. According to Chachamavadi, let's go according to those who follow him, those who don't have him in Hag, or those who always follow him. She makes a bracha. After making a bracha, she lights all the candles. She can continue doing whatever she wants. Yeah, she's not mekabel Shabbat, neither with the bracha or with the hadaka. She's not mekabel Shabbat. She continues doing bracha until the time on the luach, until the time on the calendar. According to those who follow the Ben Ishchai and the other shitot, then she should make the bracha after lighting the candles. So first she lights the candles, like the Ashkenazim. However, the difference is, if she wouldn't make a bracha, for whatever reason, if she was to forget to say a bracha, and she was only to light the candles, then she could, be'etzem, continue to do melachot. Because as we said, the hadaka is already less. The hadaka, you know, mekabel Shabbat hadaka according to the Sfaradim. Yeah? So, just to recap, Ashkenazim, mekabel Shabbat. As you said, chatchila should be choshesh, unless there's something important. I just finish off. If it's a man or on Yom Tov, if it's a man lighting or on Yom Tov, or she makes it tonight, the lady, then you always make the bracha before the hadraka, and the tonight works ben for the bracha, ben hadraka. So tonight, once you make it tonight, then you can do whatever you want after making the bracha and after making the hadraka. You can continue to do melachot. A man chatchila, it's good to be make it tonight. Meikar Adin, you don't have to. Yeah.
Sorry, Berachot no Me'achbot. So she did, if she forgot, didn't make a bracha, and she lit. So she's done the Maaseh, but you say that Maaseh is not, doesn't bring the Shabbat.
No, not according to the Shittat Maran, apparently.
And Maran brings the Behag.
Yeah, but he brings the Yesh as well. It brings two Shittot, and the Paskim say that the Maran is bringing Pasek like the Yesh Chokim.
According to Ben Ishchai, if a woman makes a tanai, that she's not going to keep Shabbat after she lights, then what? So that means she would bless and then light?
Yes, she would make a bracha
then.
So
then the sod part of it just goes out the window.
El malasot, yeah.
So
we said you only make it tonight.
That's what you meant to do, yeah?
No, to make it tonight every week. You only have to make it tonight, we saw. Only the tzorech. Okay. We didn't have a chance to see this actually. Sorry, we didn't see it. We didn't have a chance to see it. Shabbat does say you only make it tonight, Litzorich. You shouldn't make it every week for no reason. Only if there's an important reason. Yeah? It doesn't have to be very important. There's a necessity for it.
How is this if you do it once a year? And slave for all your own.
Is it? Oh no, should I make it tonight once? It's enough? Could be. Okay. Just to finish off what we started in Inyan al-Hanukkah, which will be very short, just a few minutes. We talked about last week about the Or HaGanuz, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid. On the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the special light, and it was Gonez the light. This is a light apart from the light of the sun, which was created on the fourth day. And we said that was the difference between the Greeks and the Jews, the Shem and the Yefet. The difference between them was the physical light or the spiritual light. Yefet was involved in the exterior beauty, things you can see on with the physical, with the sun, you can see the exterior body. However, Shem was more concerned with the internal neshama, with the spirituality of the body. And we talked about the importance of beauty. Now, beauty in Yiddishkeit is something to be commended, but only when it's accompanied with an internal beauty, right? And we said Yosef was a Yefet Toar. Yosef was beautiful. However, the Eshes Potiphar only wanted the external beauty of him. Yeah, and therefore the pasuk says V'azov Bigdo Biyada. Yosef left his garment, meaning his exterior being, he left that with Potiphar to symbolize to her that all he wants is the external beauty, but we have the internal beauty as well. The Gemara says Alexander Mokdon was one of the, just before the Greek Empire, when he met Shimon HaTzadik, the Gemara says, Lavash Bigdei Kuna, Nit'atef Bigdei Kuna, V'yatza Likrato. He adorned himself with Bigdei Kuna before he went out to meet Alexander Mokdon. The reason being, as we've explained, Bigdei Kuna, the Pasuk says, V'asu Bigdei Kodesh Aron Achicha Lechavod Ol Tifaret. Bigdei Kodesh were beautiful begadim. Shimon HaTzadik was hinting to Alexander Mokdon that we have internal beauty, but we also have the external beauty. We also have the beautiful begadim on the outside. And then the Gemara says, Alexander Mokdon nafar al panav, he fell flat out because he couldn't take the sinyan that apart from the external beauty, there's something else internally as well. That's the Gabe Yosef. We said Yosef, it was the Yefet Toar. Now, we always know there's Olam Shana Nefesh. We won't have time to discuss the Olam, the place of this idea, which is Tzion. It's time, B'zad Hashem, maybe next year. But we'll discuss quickly the Shana, the time Shebo, because we're now learning Hilchot Shabbat. Shabbat is Gematria Yefet Toar. Take the Gematria of Shabbat. Shabbat is Yefet Toar. The Gemara says, Eno Dome Me'or Panav Shel Chol, the Me'or Panav Shel Shabbat. A person has a different type of face on Chol to Shabbat. It's a different type of being on Shabbat. During the weekday, where we are sick, we're busy with materialism, guf, gashmias things which are physical, the guf, the body, is more dominant. So when we dress ourselves during the week, we're dressing our body, our physical, our exterior. On Shabbat, Yom Shekulo Shabbat, it's a time, it's a more spiritual time, a deeper time when we come into touch a bit with the neshama, the internal being of us. So on Shabbat, when we dress ourselves, we're not just dressing the physical body we dress during the week, we're dressing the neshama inside us of Shabbat, the special neshama of Shabbat, which is similar to what we said before, Shem Vayefet. When Shem covered Noah, he was covering Noah for the neshama shebo, for the spiritual neshama needs to be covered. Yefet was covering Noach because of the physical body needs to be covered. And that's why we learned in Siman Resh Samech Bet, we learned last week that there's a halakha, you change the begadim on Shabbat to different begadim you wear on the Chol, because the begadim you wear on the Chol are begadim which are used to cover the guf. The begadim you wear on Shabbat are begadim you wear to cover the neshama. It's covering the goof, but the ikr, our ikr being, our main being on Shabbat is our neshama. It's a different type. Okay, we're just bringing out the. And that's, we learned in Siman Reish Samech Bet Siv Gimel, we learned Yismach Yibash Begadav Anaim, Vismach Biyat Shabbat, Ki Yotzei Likat HaMelech, Derabbi Hanina Me'atef Vekai Bepanyan Veshabbat. Hanin is to be mitatef betzitzit before Shabbat. How did tzitzit come into Shabbat? What's the tzitzit got to do Shabbat? According to what we said last week, it's beautiful. We said last week that Shem was zocher to get the techelet. Because the whole inyan of techelet is the Or HaGanuz. Because techelet, we said, with techelet you see the rakia. You see the yam. The yam you see the rakia. The rakia reminds you of kisei hakavod. It's something which you need to delve into, to penetrate into the reason. That's talit. And that's why on Shabbat, when we're more connected with our ganuz, with our deeper beings, we wear the talit. The Or HaGanuz lasted, before it was hidden away, lasted 36 hours. And the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, says that the 36 candles of Hanukkah correspond to the 36 hours of Or HaGanuz. And therefore he says the time of Hanukkah is a very special time for the Or HaGanuz, for a person to try to be nehenef in this Or HaGanuz. It all fits in beautifully now, because Hanukkah was the time when we conquered the Greeks. And the main conquer of the Greeks wasn't just the physical conquer, that we beat them, but also the spiritual idea, that we ideologically, we conquered this idea that beauty is just about an external beauty. It's not just an external, but it's also an internal beauty as well. And that is the whole idea of the organos, of looking into the internal being of a person. And that's why, just to finish off, the Ba'al Ha'itur, one of the early Rishonim, writes, we know the mezuzahs b'yamin, ner Hanukkah v'smol, that's what we all know. The Ba'al Ha'itur writes, u'ba'al ha'bayit be'emtza betalito. On Hanukkah night, the Ba'al Ha'itur, he used to be mit'atef b'tzitzit before lighting the candles. What tzitzit go to the Hanukkah? According to what I said, all fits in beautifully. That's the idea of Hanukkah, the organos, and that's why the Evanim will go there on Shabbat. They couldn't take the idea of Shabbat, because Shabbat is an internal beauty. Gemati Yefetor. And that was the ideology of the Greeks, and that's what we conquered on Hanukkah. We overcame this idea, and that's why the organos shines out on Hanukkah. This idea I heard from Moshe Shapira, from Yerushalayim Shlita. בי חיים בקשר מה זה תלוש בעצם מכל זה חבר תלוש בעצם אדון חפץ מה זה 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 זה